Okay, today's daf is Arla Daftes, and we are on Ches Amabez, second to last line here on Ches Amabez. So just one hour, I said I would mention one or two more points about, and that is the Gemara mentioned, Kama Yehebe, the Mishnah said, Kama Yehebe Shoresh, that if something gets detached, a tree that's detached, the Mishnah said, Ilan Shene'akar, a tree that was detached, but it still has a little bit, it's still attached a little bit by the root. So then that the tree does not restart its arla count, and therefore it's still considered connected. And how big does the shoresh have to be? So Rabbi Gamliel says, the name of Elazar ben Yehuda ish bar tuta, kemachad shamato, and has to be a thickness of some type of a needle that the weavers use. As long as the tree, even when it was a hurricane, whatever it was, and it detached from the ground, as long as it's connected by the shorish, this width, so that is good enough. So the Gemara says that Chizkiah had the question. Chizkiah assumed pachos mikan ketalishu. Chizkiah assumed that less than that thickness, right? Even if it's attached, less than that thickness is going to be considered talish, detached, because even though it's physically attached by a little bit, but that's considered talush halachically. And Chizkiah asked, so does this, would the same rules apply that if a person bows down to a tree, you know, if it's attached to the ground, it's not going to be ne'esar. So hishtachav alo asaro, meaning if somebody bows down to the tree while it's a little attached, so maybe that's going to be ne'esar because it's considered detached, right? If it's only connected by the width that's smaller than this needle, then maybe you'd say that the same rules would apply. Or what about gitei nashim? Because of gitei nashim, maybe a get isha has to be written on something that is detached, right? You can't write it on something that's attached. We mentioned from the Gemara in Gittin, because in Kosvin al HaMechubar, because one needs, you can't have any separation between the Ksiva and the Nesina Saget. And therefore, if it's attached, so then it's Ksiva Chaticha and Nesina, and that wouldn't be allowed. And therefore, Chizkiah had that question, would the same rules apply? And the Havamin of Chizkiah assumed that even though it's physically attached, but these are the rules, less than this thickness would be considered detached, and therefore he asked the question about these two cases. So before we get to the Chazara of Chizkiah, I mentioned that, you know, part of the issue might be behind this halacha of Ksivas get isha on mechubar, that you're not allowed to have anything in between, because the ksivas haget is really the beginning of the process of gerushin. Unlike, and we have many rayas to this within the Masechta, maybe we'll mention just one or two, even though kiddushin is just about the act of kiddushin, and the man gives the woman a ring, hariyam mekudesh leiv de bazu. Up until that point, nothing happened. There's no halachic ramifications for the man deciding to marry the woman. There's nothing halachically happens. And that could be partially because marriage has to be bahaskama, acquiescence. It's not just about the decision of the husband, it's about both together. And therefore, nothing happens until that moment. By gerushin, there is evidence that even before the moment of the gerushin, there are certain, obviously, if the gerushin never takes place, then memela, working backwards, then there was never a maisa gerushin, if the gerushin never took place. But forward-looking, by the ksiva saget, or even earlier, we mentioned from the Gemara, it could be that it starts earlier. And therefore, this might be part of it, not to have the cutting in the middle, because you can't have anything in the middle of the gerushin process. You have the ksiva and the nesina, but you can't have the need to cut it. Right? You get that a little from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon in Maseches Gittin on Daf Yud Ches, Rav explains the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that right when a man decides to divorce his wife, certain halachas kick in. Kivan shenasan alav lagarsha, kivan shenasan ein of lagarsha shivin lo peiros. The second that he decides to divorce his wife, there's already halachically, in terms of his eating the peiros from her property. So you see already halachically that's what happens. Or we mentioned from the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, on the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Itmar, Me'ema Simonin Leget, from when do you count the 3 months that a woman has to wait between marriages, when do you start counting those 3 months of Havchana? The Rav Amar Mishas Nesina. Rav says from the time that you give the get, which is what I would have said. That's when the marriage dissolves for a final stage. Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. Shmuel says, no, maybe even Shas Ksiva. Just ksiva, wow. Even from the time of the writing of the get. So that might just mean, oh, ksiva is because the husband and wife are not together from the moment that he writes the get. Or it might be no. Achronim explain, because ksiva saget, that's already a partial or the beginning of the breakdown of the marriage. And therefore, there's already a miksas gerishin already at that moment, at the moment of ksiva, and therefore that's why it would start kicking in certain evidence. And then there's the ksiva saget, but the decision of the husband and wife to possibly get divorced, and that is Bava Basra. We have the fascinating case in Kuf Mem Vav, the Rashbam there. Remember the Rav Yehuda Marav, Kuf Mem Vav ben Aleph ben Basra, and then we'll get back to today's Gemara. Rav Yehuda Marav, Maisa ba'adam echad shomer lo ishto, totranis ki. A man was happily married, and they told him that, you know what, there's something that you don't know about your wife. Yeah, what don't I know? She can't smell. She doesn't have the power of smell. And she said, and he said, what? I don't understand. I never knew that. So ishto totranis ki. And what he did, he wanted to test her without telling her what he was going to do. V'nichnas achareha l'churva l'botka. And he took her into this churva, to this area, to test her, a rashbam, im tariach, l'nasosa im tariach. And he brought with him a radish, something that smelled very sharply. Amar le reach tznon anime reach begalil. He says to her, you smell that? No, they're trying to like set her up and see what she would answer. Amrale, she knew what was going on. The Rashbam says derech schok. Amrilan man yavin lon mikosavos di Yericho va'achal nabe. You know, I wish I had some nice dates from Yericho to eat them. Was she admitting? Was she rejecting? But either way, at that moment, nafal ala churva v'meisa. Rachman al-Islam, the churva, the dilapidated house, collapsed. And Vamesa, and she died. And the question is he now in Alman? Right? Did he lose his wife? Amru Chachamim, Ho'avalo Nichnas Achareha Elo Labotka, Mesa Eina Yarsha. Since he went in to test her, and if she failed the test, that he would be divorcing her, he does not Yarshan her. Yerusha, that why? Because what? Because what? So one way that you might understand this is that, well, he was, might have been, maybe it was Mekatos, right? Maybe if he wouldn't have, maybe he was going to check, and then they wouldn't have even been married if it would be true. But if you look in the Rashbam here, the Rashbam says, Ho il nafal of churva v'meisa, uba balfnei bezdin v'hayarotzi lirashis ishto. The husband comes to bezdin and says, okay, my wife died. I wanna yarshin. V'yomer chachamim ho v'lo nichnas ima lavo aleha elo labotka ula garsha v'meisa mitoch kach eno yarsha. In a Yarsha. Why? So explains the Rashbam. In a Bali Yarsha's discharge, fine. The Kivan Tahaya Badaito La Garsha, Imim Sa'ena Ba'alas Mum, Ubatoch Kach Mesa Kodem Shinis Taisu, because he had in mind to divorce her, had he not gotten a good answer to this question, Eina Zochem Yerusha. Why? Umihacha Shaminan. The Rashbam extends this and says, I guess this should be the following halacha. Misha Mesa Ishto, and this is a huge jump. Right? You might have said that this all has to do with, oh, it's Lamafreya Amechatos. That's not how the Rashbam seems to understand it. Because the Rashbam says, you see from here, Misha Mesa Ishto Mitoch Kitata, Sheyesh Bedaito Lagarsha. There's a separation, there's a fight. We don't pass in this way, but there's a fight, and he has Das to divorce his wife. Shuvino Yarsha, right? Which is clearly not about just Megatos. That's to do with right now. Since right now he has in mind to divorce, therefore there's a Yerusha. Kidabrita b'meseches gittin, b'shenasa nidav lagarsha shuvino peros. He quotes Rabbi Shimon, which we don't even paskin like. We don't paskin like that, but he quotes that to highlight the idea that there's already something that happened already by nasa nidav lagarsha and sivasa haget. This is even further along in the process. That's the Rashbam and Babasar Kuf Mem Vav. An amazing, again, application of, it's a jump from the Gemara, and it's a usage of Reb Shimon that we don't paskin like. And one, just these two examples, Rashbam and Babasra, just one other example, the Yamshal Shlomo, who uses the Rashbam. The Yamshal Shlomo in Gittin, the Marshal, on that, he talks about it here in the second parak. Second parak in the Oz Dalad. He quotes the Rashbam, Pasak HaRashbam, right? Psa, Kasav HaRashbam, Kasav HaRashbam, and then he quotes that it's interesting that we don't pass like Rav Shimon, he still quotes it, but then he says, Umaisa Boliadi, again, so Halacha L'maisa. There was a story that happened, Be'echad Shoye B'katate Mishto V'hayelo Daz Baro L'garsha. Husband and wife were about to get divorced. Ubitoko so ktat mesa. And then she died in the middle of this the proceedings. Vahoresi lo shalo leshiv shivas yime avelus for shalo tzabalov. I paskin no avelus. No avelus. They weren't divorced yet. Right? He was thinking of divorcing his wife. I paskin no avelus. Vevesi raya min divrei harashbam. And I brought a raya from this rashbam. Chashvinon ki'ilu kfar girsha. That's what you see from the rashbam. Ki'ilu. Regarding Avelis, right? We want to say Yerusha is a machlokas. Yerusha Baal's Daraisa Durabanan. Here, Avelis is sure Durabanan. And therefore he says, there wouldn't be Avelis here. V'yavshak asaf teach a lesson of Divrei Rashbam. Mishav dekayim alon halacha k'rabanan. We possibly like the Rabbanan against Rabbi Shimon. So how could we have that as a basis? But he says, That's in that application, but because maybe Yerusha Zabalos Daraisa Avo Minayin Lanu Lachayvo Bavelos Derabanan. And then he says one more line, which is like an emotional, not even you would think halachic. Ech Yale Aldas Haadam LaHaAvilo Mashein Libo Avel VeEin Yom Mar Lefanav. Right, the feeling of bitterness is part of the Mechayev of Avelos. And he says, how can you say that there's going to be Avelos here? What if it's a real family member and you don't have Yomar, Rachman al-Islan? Unehid ba'avel mamish lo chilku rabosenu beit oev lasone hacha yesh v'yesh l'chalik. Unbelievable. That's the Rashbam and the Yamshel Shlomo about the Gerushin process and how it might have started beforehand, and that might be also part of the halacha of Mechubar that we have here. Okay, so anyway, back to our discussion. So Chizki, again, what did our Mishnah say? The Mishnah said if the tree is connected by a root that's very thin, so then we say the years of Arla don't start. The years of Arla don't restart. Don't restart. So Chizki, we assume that what was the reason for that? Because Chizki said if it's less than this thickness, it's considered detached. And then he asked, okay, so what about these two other areas of halacha? So now the Gemara says, Amrin, second to last line, Chazar ben Chizkiah, Chizkiah was chozer bo from his understanding. Meaning, the Pashim Shad of the Mishnah, as we just said, is that when it's thinner than this thickness of the weaver's needle, so then it's considered detached. No, maybe there's another understanding of the Mishnah. Even if it's less than this thickness, it's not that it's called detached. Right, it is detached, but for Hilchas Arla, it doesn't start again. Right, as we'll see. Amr Chazer Beir Chizkiah was Chozerbo. Amr Abiona Min Hadah Chazerbo. How do you know that he was Chozerbo? From the following question of Chizkiah. Why? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan Mishir Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Mikivan Sheish Kemacha Shel Mitui. If you have this thickness of the root. Rabbi Yochanan said this in the name of Rabbi Yanai. If you have this thickness, davar bari sheyesh lo shaloshanim. When you have this thickness of root, so then you know why would a root be so thick? It must be that it's been around for 3 years. That was Rabbi Yanai's statement. That if you have a root that's 3 years that's this wide, so then you say it must have existed for 3 years, and that's why there's no new Arla status. That's how he could keep the Arla status. L'inyin mechubar, even if it was thinner, it could still be called mechubar for other areas of halacha, like for Avodah Zarah and for Gittin. It's not like, oh, if it's less than this, it's called talish. No, even if it's less than this, it's called mechubar. It's attached, even less than this. But regarding Arla, it's not, if it's thinner than this amount, so that would show that the tree is not 3 years old. And that's why Dine Arla would apply. But it wouldn't be a full 3 years. It depends, as we'll see. Right? A thin root does not mean, again, like the Pashup shot that we thought. If it's thinner, then 3 years start again, because it's considered talish. That's how the first understanding of Chizkiah was. No, it's just that the root was, it's not as old as we would have liked it. And therefore, Chizkiah Shal, based on this Chizkiah, asked, Shlish Machat Shana, Shnei Shlishim Shnei Shanim. Oh, so if the root is a third of the thickness of this needle. So that means you only have 2 years left of Arla. And if it's two-thirds, so then you have 1 year left of Arla. What does that whole question reflect? That whole question reflects. Or the Chavraya boy, Machat Vishlish. And what if it was thicker than this amount? If it was a third thicker, so that means it's 4 years old. Right? So that means there's no Ravai even. Dover Bari Sheishlo Arba Shanim. So you see from there that the whole assumption of the discussion was that no, even less than 3 years, even less than this thickness, it's not called detached, because Chizkiah is asking, if it was one, if it was one third, if it was two thirds, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? What is whether it was, how thin it was? It must be that even it makes a difference. Makes a difference less than that this thickness. And less than this thickness is called mechubar. It's only an issue for Hilchos Arla. But for other areas of halacha, it would be considered mechubar. So, and the Gemara now fleshes it out. Im tamar lo chazar bei lo mashal kein. Right? If he wasn't chozer bo, if he felt like less than the thickness of the needle is considered talush, then what kind of questions is he asking? What difference does it make? If it's one-third, if it's two-thirds, and the Chavarai say, if it's four-thirds, it's even more. So it must be that really he changed his understanding of the Mishnah. Fine. So the Gemara says you have two understandings. Chizkiah's first understanding when he asked the questions on Chesem Abayis was about assuming that less than, right, the root that's less than this thickness is considered talush. So what about other areas of halacha? So you can only ask that question if he had that understanding. But now on Aman Aleph, Tesman Aleph, he's asking, and what if it's only one-third and what if it's only two-thirds? What do you mean? Less than this is considered talush. It must be that he has a different understanding. It's not called talush. It's just that it depends on the thickness to determine the years. So big nafkamina. Okay, between whether it's less than this thickness, do we say that Arla years kick in new, right? It's called detached or no. Depends on the thickness of the root. So Gemara says, Amar Biona min milsei chazar bei. From what was the reason he was chazar bo? What's the Gemara asking now? How do you know which assumption was first and which was second? Right, so we know you have two understandings of Chizkiah in the Mishnah. So how do you know which was first? So we have Chesem Abayis is first and Tesman Aleph is second. Maybe it was the opposite. So Gemara said, no. Rabbi Yonah says, from the fact that the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Yanai, Pshim Rabbi Yanai, Mikivan Sheish Kamachad Shal Mitui, Davar Bari Sheish Lo Shaloshanim, Rabbi Yanai made this statement. So wouldn't that be a reason for him to be Chozer Bo? I mean, we have no reason to assume that he'd be Chozer Bo the other direction. Right, we assume in this case he thought it's talush, and then you have the statement of Rabbi Yonah that says, you know what? If it's this thickness, it must be that it's 3 years old. So it's all about the thickness. Meaning, if it's less than the thickness, it's less than 3 years old. That's the issue. The issue isn't mechuba versus talush. The issue is, how thick the tree is. So Mistama says Reb Yonah, the reason that Chizkiah was chozer because he heard this statement. Right, from Reb Yochanan in the name of Reb Yanai, because there would be no other reason that he would have changed his mind. So Mari answers, maybe there is. Maybe there is another reason that he would have changed his mind. Maybe the reason that he thought it was Talush, he thought it went by these 3 years, and he changed his mind. Why? Amar Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi says, Afilu yesh bo shaloshanim, ein bo kamachat shalmitui. Maybe he argued on the Mitzius. Maybe he did research and he realized that even sometimes trees that are 3 years, it's still not going to be this thick. So you see, the whole assumption was he thought was wrong, and that's why he changed his mind to the first approach, right? Even 3 years might be thinner, and that's why he changed his mind. By the way, and in any case, let's just continue reading and then we'll make a comment. Amar Reb Yudim Masnisa Masayla Reb Yossi, and I'll prove to you this second point that Reb Yossi said. And Reb Yossi said, maybe he didn't switch from Chesem Abayis to Tesem Aleph. He switched from Tesem Aleph to Chesem Abayis. We understand what everything is going on here. There's just two understandings of the Mishnah. The question is, which one did Reb Chizkiah think of first, and which one did he think of second? Right, the first one was about attached versus detached. The second, that it's, why does that have to be this thickness? Because it was this thickness, it's called attached to the ground. And if not, it's called detached to the ground. That was approached Chesem Abayis. Tesem Aleph is a no. It's not a question of attached versus detached. It's just that if it's this thickness, it must be 3 years old. And if it's less than that, maybe it's 2 years old. And then Arlo would only have 1 year left. Maybe it's 1 year old. And you have 2 years left. But it just has to do with that Metzias. So the Gemara first said, right, Rabbi Yonah said, oh, it must be it was in that order, as we just mentioned it. Chesem Beis Tesman Aleph. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, maybe not. Right, Rabbi Yonah said, it must be Chesem Beis Tesman Aleph, because after he heard Rabbi Yochanan make this whole statement, and then Rabbi Yonah. So now Rabbi Yossi says, no, maybe he changed his mind because he just realized the Metzias is wrong. You could have a tree that's very old, that the thickness of the root could be thinner. So I don't think that what was said earlier is correct. And you see this from the following brisa, Masisa Masayla Rabbi Yossi. From the following brisa, Amar Rebbe, remember we had back in Shvius, there were different rules about Tosefes Shvius. What you're allowed to do up until a month before, what you're allowed to do until Shvius before. Remember, all of those dinim are batal bezman hazeh. The Gemara, the beginning of Moed Katan, discusses how it can be batal bezman hazeh if it was a takana of an earlier tanoim. But we don't have any of these halachas of Tosefes Shvius bezman hazeh. But there were different rules about older trees versus younger trees. And there were differences. If you have certain younger trees, right? Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes it here. You remember back from Shvius Gimel Ilanos LeBeisa Charshen Kol Beisa B'Shvilan Ad Rosh Hashanah Vilu Netios Min Asar LeBeisa. Different rules about Netios, younger trees and older trees. Without getting into all those details, so it's important to know what's an older tree, what's a younger tree for Hilchas Shvius. So Amar Rebbe Av K'Shamr B'Nos Chames B'Nos Sheish B'Nos Sheva. Even though a statement was made about 5 year old and 6 year old and 7 year old, that's not across the board. A heter. It really depends. All of those depend on the type of tree. Ella bigfanim benos chamesh. Vines, up until five years old is considered young. Binitainim benos shesh. Right? Figs, up until six. Zaysim no sheva, up until seven. So you see, it depends on the tree. So what do you see from there? You could have a 6 or 7 year old tree and it's still called young. So as the Gemara says, Anan Chamin, we change that to the plural, Hadin Marvisa de Te'ena, this young fig tree, Asi Bepeire. You could have fig trees that bring fruit that are all called young, if it brings it before year six. So what do you see from there? Amar Yudin Berbi Trifon La'ovia. You see from there that, you know, there are trees that mature in different ways. You could have a tree that has tons of fruit, right, this fig tree, and it's still called young. So you see, trees differ in their maturation. Sometimes it's la'ovya, their thickness. Sometimes it's their height, right, their length. So it's not by thickness. So you can't determine a tree's, by the root, how thick the root is, to determine how old it is. And therefore, says the Marafolda, explaining the Gemara, just like a tree, sometimes the thickness of the height of the tree and the thickness of the tree help determine its maturity. So too by the roots, and therefore, there's very good reason to assume, says Rabbi Yossi, that the reason Chizkiah changed his mind because he didn't think it was correct. He didn't think that, oh, if it's this thick, then it's 3 years old, and if it's less than that, then it's not. Maybe that's wrong, and that's why he changed his mind. And therefore, he held of the second version first, as we said, the first one that we said, right? The detached versus attached. Not that, oh, if it's 3 years, then it's going to be, it's a raya that it is 3 years old. Okay, so basically we had two understandings of Chizkiah, and the question is, which one did he say first, which one did he say second, and we had two different opinions about that. The fact that he was Choserbo in either direction just shows that he has intellectual honesty. In terms of Torah, you might say often when we think of something and we're very happy with our shita, and we don't need to change our mind, right? But we learned that, you know, we learned that from one of the great biblical figures and one of the great Tanaitic figures. We learned that from the last Rashi in Chumash, right? And that is the last couple of psukim talks about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. The psukim, well, come navi od be Yisrael kamosha, ashedo Hashem panim apanim. There was no one as great as Moshe that spoke to Hashem panim upon him. Rashi quotes, Shahaya libo gaspo umadabri lab chalesha rotze. What is he, panim upon him? He quotes one of the uniquenesses of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he could speak to Hashem whenever he wants. Meaning he could call the meeting. Imdu ve'eshma'a. And then the psukim described, l'chala osas v'mosim, skipping a couple words, l'chala yada chazaka. What's yada chazaka? Shekibel et ha'tor b'luchos b'yadav. L'chala hamora ha'gadol, Nisimukvuros, Shebemidbar, Hagadol Vanora, right? Every phrase he was talking about something great about Moshe Rabbeinu. Leinekal Yisrael, the last three words of the Torah, Shenesol Libor Lushbar Haluchos Leinehem. He broke the Luchos. That's the high point of Moshe Rabbeinu's career. Right, after all these things, he did the Nisim, and he could speak to Hashem whenever he wants, and he brought down the Torah, brought down the Luchos, and then he broke them. He broke the Luchos. That's the ultimate in Moshe Rabbeinu. And the question that's asked is, that's the ultimate. Isn't that a failure? Isn't that like he couldn't keep the Jews on that on the level? Right. So how is that a something positive? So we always connect this with Nehemiah HaAmsuni, or Shimon HaAmsuni, depending on the version of the Gemara, appears four different times, that he, remember, darshened every S in the Torah until he got to one in Dvarim. Hayadoresh kol S in Shabbatara. Kimi shigil es Hashem alkecha tira piresh. Once he came to that one, he stopped. Amar lo talmidav, Rebbe, kol esem shedarash matah aleihem. Imagine how many hours he probably spent his whole lifetime darshaning every S in the Torah. That's a hard job. Every S to teach us. He says, how can you just give it up? Right? You found one, Dvarim Perek Yud. But everything, first of all, don't worry about it, nobody will notice. Right? And then number two, what's the big deal? So he found one, so Sorachian. He says, no. If this one is wrong, I can't darshan anything on this S, so it must be that the whole mentality is wrong. And he Amar Lohem, Kishim Shikibati Schar La Drisha, Kachani Makabas Schar La Prisha. Right, and he says, I'm gonna get schar for not darshaning, meaning it's okay. It's okay, I understand. So that ability to say this is not the MS and therefore he's ready to give it up. Right? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bnei Yisrael can't have these luchos. And therefore, he's ready to give it up. He's ready to break the luchos. So therefore, we have this amazing model. And then the Gemara says, you remember, until Rabbi Akiva came along and Darshan, and so Rabos Talmid Chachamim. And he said, it could be Talmid Chachamim, which I usually don't add this, but I'll add this. So what was the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva? So we say, all right, what did Rabbi Akiva have? He had a Nechemiah Amsuni to see. And that was his model. But so Nechemiah Amsuni couldn't figure this one out. Rabbi Akiva figured it out. So it could be that depends what type of Mora are we talking about. Mora. We know this Yiras Hashem. Right? There's two. There's what we would call Yiras HaOnesh and Yiras HaRomamus. Different types of Yira. Right? The lower level, the Yira of being punished or Yira of just the awesomeness. So maybe, or sometime recently, I don't remember, that maybe Rabbi Nechayim Suni thought of Yira, Mora is Yiras HaOnesh. If it doesn't apply to people, right? A Rov is not giving an Onesh. So therefore, he wasn't including it. Rabbi Kiva, it's Yiras HaRomamus, Yira of the awesome nature. So then maybe Mixas Sheba Mixas Sheba Mixas, a tiny, tiny percentage is Tamar Chacham also. Right? The Rabbah Tamar Chacham. So maybe that was the Machlokas, or the different understanding. And he said, it's not only about Yiras HaOnesh, it's about Yiras HaRomamus. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ilan Shenekar Bo Brecha. So if you're, the next case of the Mishnah was, what happened? You had a tree, right? You had a tree, not just that got uprooted, but there was a tree that you grafted, right? What happened? You grafted a branch onto a tree. Fine. And now that branch is considered part of the tree. And then after it was grafted on, you took that branch, the Mishnah said, and then you put it underneath the ground and picked it up later on, further down. So therefore, you did grafting, and then you did this thing called havracha in Chazal, where you put it under, you bend, literally from the word ni, berach. You put it, bend it, and put it under, and bring it up later on. So the Mishnah said, up until this new branch becomes connected to the rules of the old branch when you grafted it. That's not chayiv and arla. And even when it's underneath the ground and still getting some nutrients from the ground, it's still considered part of the original tree. But the second, let's say, the original tree gets cut, right? So then it's going to flip. And that was going to be subject to the, now it's living off of the grafted branch, which is younger, and then Dini Arla going to start. That's what we said. So first, the Gemara says, Brecha, the fact that something is grafted on, different girsos. Some say, Ubo Bracha, right? You call the graft a Bracha. A Bracha, why? Rev Chuna, Bashem, Rebbe Yochanan, Ubo Brecha. No, he thinks, not the word Bracha, because Bracha means like it's blessed, that now it has life and it grows from this tree. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's from the word brecha, which means a layered. Amr Rabbi Mana, those are no difference. Is b'nei nash, there's a man, shmon brecha. There's a man that I know, he's called brecha, command Amar, bo baruch Hashem, and it's connected to the word bracha. So don't be so mechalik between brecha and bracha, it's from the same root. And therefore, it is not to be so medactic on the difference between the two. There's a lot we could talk about in terms of what the word bracha is, but not for now. Rabbi Seira, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lazar, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Bar, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Begamliel. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah spoke about, I took a branch and I connected it to something that's growing. What if I didn't take a branch? I have a young tree, a young sapling that's still connected to the ground. And while it's connected to the ground, I graft it to an older tree. Right, not a separate branch, but I take that. So Yalda Shesipka Lizakena. I have a young tree, which is Chayv and Arla, and now I grafted it to an older one that's already Pater from Arla. It's past its years. Shesipka Lizakena, Tara Hayalda. The young one now becomes Pater from Arla. And we've said before, we said Rishorish Ptur Poter, we had a couple of days ago. So Tara Yalda, so here it would be Nitar. It would now be no more, not subject to Arla anymore. Amr b'chir barba, masnisa amrakein. And our Mishnah proves it. How does our Mishnah prove it? I guess maybe we'll stop here to prove it from the Mishnah. And we'll continue next time with proving from the Mishnah how you would know. Because our Mishnah doesn't talk about this Pfarish case. Our Mishnah talks about a separate branch. And related to a whole tree that you're going to connect. B'Hashem will pick up with that next time.